USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A group of Pennsylvania parents and Republican state lawmakers filed a lawsuit on September 3rd challenging the school mask mandate imposed by the administration of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and seeking an injunction against the order. The plaintiffs sued Acting Secretary of Health Allison Beam in Commonwealth Court, arguing that Beam did not follow state law in issuing a mask mandate requiring children at public and private schools to wear masks, according to the Associated Press. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez posted a social media video talking about climate change.
The fossil fuel industry and the future of humanity are fundamentally incompatible. They just are. I mean, that's not a political opinion. That is the science. We continue to burn fossil fuels, our planet will become inhabitable.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Mask mandates, state, local, and federal executive authority, and the battle to define the limits of Roe v. Wade on abortion combine to make this a very exciting time for the courts and law, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I think the decision could signal that there is a 5-4 majority possible to substantially limit Roe versus Wade. If there were five justices who thought that Roe versus Wade should not be limited, why would they allow the Texas statute to go into effect even for a few months?
The U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday that cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Ida. The spill, which is ongoing, appears to be coming from a source underwater at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fouchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Bidens will have a busy September 11th. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The President and First Lady are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by going to all three sites where the attacks happened. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will start in New York City, where hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They will then travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers and crew on United Flight 93 perished after thwarting a planned attack on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. The couple then heads to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, where American Airlines Flight 77 crashed after it was hijacked. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Political strategist Layla Pierney on Friday hailed Texas' new abortion law, telling Newsmax it was something Texans wanted.
The fact that we have states' rights is what makes America so wonderful. Who knows better the citizenry and what the citizenry wants than the state itself? And this is something that Texans wanted, so I'm glad to see that it passed.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday upheld a Texas law banning most abortions in the state, a move blasted by President Joe Biden and other Democrats as an affront to women's health care. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.